Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include 2019 Year in Review, Milestone Report Marks 20th Year of Persecution of Falun Gong. U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China releases annual report. 5 months in Ladakh, India, schools welcome Falun Dafa. Minghui report, nearly 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners arrested and harassed in 2019. Albany, New York, the Art of Jen Shan Ren exhibition held in local library. And Australia, Southern Gold Coast City Council candidates meet with Dafa practitioners. Now for the stories.
2019 Year in Review. Milestone Report Marks 20th Year of Persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, is an ancient spiritual discipline based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. After its founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, introduced it to the public in 1992, it quickly gained popularity, as its practitioners experienced significant improvement in health and character. The Chinese Communist regime initially supported the practice, but it began to attack Falun Gong and banned the publication of Falun Gong books in 1996. A group of volunteers in North America launched the Minghui.org website on June 25, 1999, shortly before the Chinese regime began to openly persecute Falun Gong on July 20, 1999. Every day for the past 20 years, Minghui.org has reported firsthand information on the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China. It has also covered practitioners' worldwide efforts to counter the persecution and provided an online platform for the community of practitioners to share experiences and informational materials. In 2019 alone, 96 Falun Gong practitioners are confirmed to have died as a result of the persecution, bringing the confirmed death toll to 4,363. Additionally, 774 practitioners were sentenced to as many as 13 years in prison for their faith, and nearly 10,000 practitioners were arrested or harassed. However, due to the Chinese regime's information blockade, the total number of practitioners deceased, sentenced, and detained is likely to be much higher. Practitioners both inside and outside of China have been working hard to raise awareness of the persecution, and they continue to call for an end to the abuse by Chinese authorities. Significant progress has been made in the U.S., Canada, and Europe to stop the forced organ harvesting from Falun Gong practitioners in China. Minghui.org debuted an updated list of 105,580 perpetrators involved in the persecution of Falun Gong. The published list augments practitioners' worldwide efforts to hold perpetrators accountable. Practitioners in the U.S., Canada, New Zealand, Australia, and the United Kingdom submitted a portion of the list to their respective governments, as many Western nations adopted the Majinsky Act and vowed to hold foreign human rights violators accountable for their actions.
U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China releases annual report. The Congressional Executive Commission on China, CECC, released its 2019 report on January 8, 2020. The report states that the human rights and rule of law conditions in China have continued to worsen. Based on this report, CECC made several legislative and policy recommendations to the U.S. Congress and government, including sanctions on officials involved in human rights persecution. The CECC is a U.S. congressional committee that is mandated to monitor human rights and the development of the rule of law in China. It submits an annual report to the President and Congress. With National Religious Freedom Day on January 16th, The annual report and recommendations focuses renewed attention on human rights in China. The co-chairman said that despite the CCP's claim that the Chinese people enjoy freedom of belief, this is not the case. He said that arrested Falun Gong practitioners still face harsh conditions, including torture, violence, administration of toxic drugs, and sleep deprivation. The report recommends that the United States hold accountable the individual CCP officials who have severely violated human rights, including freedom of belief, by using financial sanctions or visa refusals. The U.S. State Department redesignated China and several other countries as countries of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act of 1998 for their having engaged in or tolerated systematic, ongoing, and egregious violations of religious freedom. Visa restrictions were placed on Chinese government and CCP officials for human rights violations. For 20 consecutive years since the CCP initiated the persecution of Falun Gong in 1999, China has been designated a country of particular concern.
Five months in Ladakh, India. Schools welcome Falun Dafa. Ladakh is the northernmost part of India, situated close to Pakistan and sharing borders with Tibet and China. It was once a remote area, a pure land where people lived simply and happy lives. They were self-sufficient and in total harmony with their culture, religion, and environment. Over the last few summers, however, the area has been overrun by tourists from other parts of India and all over the world. The effects can be seen and felt everywhere, especially in the main town of Leh, where guest houses, shops, and hotels have sprung up everywhere and expanded endlessly. More and more cars and motorbikes have jammed the roads. Accompanying this growth is a rapid loss of traditions and culture, and most disturbingly, the warping and loss of values. A Falun Dafa practitioner who has visited Ladakh in the summer months since 1991 describes these changes as heartbreaking. Every year she thinks that she'll never come back to Ladakh, only to return the following year yet once again. This year, the practitioner arrived in late May and stayed until late October. She introduced Falun Dafa and taught the Dafa exercises in schools and towns throughout the area, oftentimes reconnecting with those who had learned about and come to cherish Falun Dafa during her prior visits. The practitioner visited 19 schools and one college in and around Leh. She had visited 9 of these places previously. The students ranged from 3 years old to college students. They and their teachers felt comfortable, peaceful, and happy after the Falun Dafa sessions, and there was always a pin drop silence during the fifth exercise, the sitting meditation. Some of the older children mentioned that their stress and worries had totally disappeared after doing the exercises. In some schools that hosted the Falun Dafa sessions for the very first time, teachers and students remarked, "One time is not enough. We want to do Falun Dafa again and again." Meanwhile, in some schools where Falun Dafa sessions had been held in previous years, these events were closer to a celebration, sacred and pure. A few teachers wondered whether the youngest children could practice and understand the Dafa exercises, but they were pleasantly surprised to see them quiet, absorbed, and fully concentrated, at times even more so than the older children. Even though some of the youngest ones needed help putting on their shoes, they seemed naturally connected to truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance, especially once they closed their eyes and heard the serene exercise music.
Minghui Report. Nearly 10,000 Falun Gong practitioners arrested and harassed in 2019. The Chinese Communist regime's persecution of Falun Gong remained unabated in 2019, with over 6,000 Falun Gong practitioners arrested and 3,600 harassed for their faith. At the time of writing, it is known that 3,400 practitioners remain in custody. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is an ancient spiritual practice based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. Since former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin ordered a nationwide campaign against the practice on July 20, 1999, many practitioners have been arrested, imprisoned, tortured, and even killed for their organs. The year 2019 had several anniversaries deemed sensitive by the regime. April 25th marked the 20th anniversary of the peaceful appeal of 10,000 practitioners outside of the National Appeals Office in Beijing, seeking the release of several practitioners unjustly arrested days before. July 20th marked the 20th anniversary of the onset of the persecution of Falun Gong. October 1st marked the 70th anniversary of the Chinese Communist Party's founding. The arrests and harassments of Falun Gong practitioners spiked around these three anniversaries as the authorities attempted to prevent the practitioners from engaging in public demonstrations or launching other grassroots efforts to raise awareness about the persecution. Many of the arrested practitioners were arrested in groups, usually of two or three dozen. In most cases, the police monitored the practitioners' cell phones and their daily activities for months before executing the arrests. The arrests and harassment of practitioners took place in 29 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities. Shandong, Hebei, and Sichuan were the top three provinces, with over 1,000 practitioners arrested and harassed. 18 provinces, including Jilin and Liaoning, reported triple-digit cases of arrests and harassments. The targeted practitioners come from all walks of life and included teachers, engineers, lawyers, reporters, and dancers. Several practitioners were targeted for reading Falun Gong books together. Some were arrested for telling others how Falun Gong renewed their lives and how the Chinese regime has been persecuting the practice, and others were taken into custody for urging local officials to quit the Chinese Communist Party.
Albany, New York. The Art of Zhen Shanren exhibition held in a local library. Falun Gong practitioners in the Albany area of New York are holding the Art of Zhen Shanren exhibition in the William K. Sanford Town Library for 25 days during January 2020. A reception and introduction to the exhibition was held on Sunday, January 5th. A Falun Gong practitioner gave attendees an introduction to some of the paintings, explaining the stories and context behind each painting. Through her presentation, people learned about the Chinese Communist Party's brutal persecution of Falun Gong and about the CCP's 7 decades of killing. The practitioner, who herself is an artist, also gave the attendees an overview of some of the key benefits of practicing Falun Gong. Another practitioner shared how Falun Gong has kept her energetic, even when she worked 12-hour days before retirement. This practitioner had been a pharmacist to provide the best service to customers. She had given up her lunch and dinner breaks for more than 10 years. She said she was considered one of the 10 best pharmacists in the country. Many of the attendees said they also wished to learn Falun Gong after listening to her experiences. The introductory presentation ended with a 3-minute video, but many people stayed longer to ask questions. A teacher who attended said he wanted to bring his students to see the paintings. Some of the attendees asked where they could learn Falun Gong locally. One older lady who had arrived at the reception an hour early stayed after the presentation was over. She said she had lived in Taiwan and learned to speak Chinese. She is now 90 years old and was very interested with Falun Gong. She asked many questions. Another attendee said that the paintings at the exhibition were the best she had seen in many years. Some of the attendees asked for a replay of the video so that they could learn more about the exhibition.
Australia. Southern Gold Coast City Council candidates meet with DAFA practitioners. Candidates standing for the 2020 Gold Coast City Council election met with Falun Dafa practitioners on December 28th and January 11th. Practitioners have welcomed a number of candidates to the Southern Gold Coast Weekly Exercise Group in Pratton Park, including mayoral council candidate Mona Heck. Ms. Heck, who is president of the Gold Coast Active and Healthy Lifestyle Alliance, welcomed the opportunity to learn the peaceful and tranquil Falun Dafa exercises. While learning the first exercise, called Buddha Showing a Thousand Hands, she said she really needed to stretch and open all of her energy channels. She said she also found the third exercise, Penetrating the Two Cosmic Extremes, to be very refreshing. After completing the exercises, the mayoral candidate said that she could feel the movements toning and harmonizing her whole body, without leaving her feeling exhausted like other forms of exercise. She said that she also felt a spiritual connection with mainland China. After hearing that former Chinese dictator Jiang Zemin forced the regime to reverse its policy of supporting and promoting Falun Dafa events and books, Ms. Heck said that she could understand, as her family had come from Germany, which was divided by the Iron Curtain during the Soviet era. She also said that she had been harassed and threatened during her election campaign, and she could imagine what it must be like for mainland Chinese practitioners to be detained, tortured, have their organs harvested, and killed simply for living by the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and tolerance. Ms. Heck promised to help spread the word about Falun Dafa's classes run through the Council's Active and Healthy program, adding that she enjoyed it so much she might return later. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.